Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Rome, Italy. The church leaders of the Catholic Church and the Anglican Church meet in the endeavor to unite the Catholics and the Protestants. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The leaders of the Anglican Church, the Church of England, and the Catholic Church have met with a plan to reunite these two very different church operations. My broadcast partner, who covers the European Union, Dr. Rob Congdon, gives us more details about this church merger. To begin our conversation, I ask Rob, is this an important move?
It's a major step. It has been building for years to progress toward a reunification of the Church of England and the Roman Catholic Church. They had proceeded in all the steps. They acknowledged Mary's position. It's only of very recent days that the issue over, as they call it, human sexuality, we call it homosexuality, etc., has caused some tensions, especially same-sex marriage situations. This is one big step, though, because this is a very visible step to all, where you see the Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, meeting with Pope Francis in a very significant location in a Roman church that once sent Augustine over to Britain. So a lot of symbolism here, and symbolism is very important in Europe. People recognize it, and they know their history.
Dr. Rob Congdon with that report. Remember, politics will set the stage for Bible prophecy. We report this information because it indeed is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The one world religion is ready to appear. If you have a moment, think about this with me. My conversation with Dr. Rob Congdon just a moment ago helped us to see that the forming of a one world religion is today in motion. Revelation chapter 17 reveals how all of this will come together, the forming of a one-world church. Revelation 17 talks about Mystery Babylon, the mother of all harlots, and this will be a mother-son cult that dates back some 4,500 years ago, just after the flood at the time of Babel, when Nimrod not only built a great city in defiance of the Lord, but at the same time he built a tower whose top may reach into heaven. This is symbolic of a one-world religion. After the fall of Babylon, the mother-son cult moved to Pergamos, which was in Asia Minor. From there, they moved to Rome, the seven-hilled city. The Antichrist, in Revelation 17, referred to as the Beast, will be in charge of this one-world religion in Rome, Italy, which is the next most significant prophetic city. All the world's religions will come together, and they will be headquartered in Rome, Italy. And that false religiosity is being put in place even today. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...